Well, Happy New Year. Very good to see everyone this morning, and very good to have such a fine crowd with us today. The holidays thinned us out a little bit, but now I see we're all back and ready to go. We mentioned in Bible class that school starts this week. I said it was Monday. Others corrected me and told me it was Tuesday. And I know all the teachers are looking forward to it being on Tuesday and not Monday. But anyway, that's a wonderful time, and we do appreciate all of our teachers. They are good folks. I would like to make a quick announcement before I get started with the lesson, and that is that tonight we're going to have a question and answer service. And so we'll have our regular worship service, but then for the time during the preaching, I will take questions submitted to the suggestion box, which is in the back of the foyer. And I'll take those questions and I'll try to answer them from the Bible and give you a Bible answer to those questions. And so if you have a Bible question that you would like to put into the suggestion box in the back there, go ahead and write that out and put that in the box. And then this evening, I'll try to answer those questions. Now, I may not get to all of them. If there's a whole bunch of them in there, we may save some for next month. But if there's only a few, or if there's not very many at all, then I'll add some of my own questions in so that we'll definitely have some questions that we can ask and answer from the Bible. I know everybody has questions, and we all like to ask our questions. And some people like to ask their questions publicly, and some people like to be more discreet. And so if you would like to put one of the a Bible question into the suggestion box that's in the foyer, please go ahead and do that this morning, and then I will look at them this afternoon, and I will answer them tonight. And I would appreciate your participation in all of that. This morning, as we begin our new year, I would like for us to turn to Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. The Apostle Paul was certainly a man of God who strove to preach the gospel everywhere he went. And he specifically tried to preach the gospel in places where the gospel had never been before. And he did a fantastic job of establishing the Lord's church in the first century. But, of course, we're familiar with him from the pages of the New Testament. And we understand that he was not always identified as the Apostle Paul. But at some point in his past, he was known by another name, Saul of Tarsus. And he makes reference to that past here as he thinks about that, but then as he realizes that there are some things to think about and there are some things not to think about. Let's read Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. He says this, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Notice that the Apostle Paul talks about some things that are in the past, and that those things are things that he wants to forget. And that he also talks about things which are up ahead, and he wants to reach toward those things. And then he concludes that thought by saying that he presses forward toward the goal for the prize of the upward call or the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul certainly knew what it meant to have a troubled past. In fact, he said of himself in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13 that in times past he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious. That is, he caused injury to the church of Jesus Christ. He called himself at one point the chief of sinners because of the things that he said and done and thought to do against Christ Jesus within his life. Many of us have troubles within our past as well. Perhaps there are some old sins that we committed that plague us and that we remember from time to time. Perhaps there are within our lives resentments against others. Perhaps we have regrets of things that we did that we shouldn't have done, or things that we didn't do that we should have done. And not a few in this life hold grudges against others? Well, the new year is a time when it is time to begin again. It's time to renew ourselves and to start afresh and to begin anew so that we can put things that are in the past, like the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, and to look forward to the future. It is a good time, in fact, to leave some things behind. And that's what I would like to talk about this morning. Things to leave behind. As Christians, we must certainly leave our sins behind. As Christians, we need to leave the past in the past. As Christians, we need to leave our resentments behind us. We need to leave our regrets behind us, and we need to leave our grudges behind us. And as we think about these things this morning, I hope that we will not hold on to these things that are going to defeat us in our mind before we even get started in working in the world, because that's what these things do. They are things that will defeat us spiritually. They are things that will hold us back spiritually. They are things that are going to trip us up and to set us on the ground before we can even get going well. And so, as a Christian, there are some things that I leave behind in the year 2014 as I begin the year 2015. What are those things that I want to leave behind? First of all, I leave behind my sins. Christians are certainly not to sin, but the Bible says that we do. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, the Apostle John writes, "Beloved, I write these things unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." And so Christians do commit sin from time to time, and we need forgiveness for those sins. And we have forgiveness in Christ. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ keeps on cleansing us," or cleanses us, "from all of our sins." And so we have cleansing from those sins. And verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And so Christians have forgiveness of sins. And so why do we beat ourselves up with our own sins? Because that's what we do sometimes. We look at ourselves and we think, "Well, what a horrible person I am. Look at all the horrible things that I've done. Look at all the sins I've committed. Look at all the things that I left undone that I should have done." And we fail in that regard to pay attention to what is in the present, what is in our hands before us, what we can do right now, how we can go forward. Let's not let our sins of the past take us down so that we can't accomplish anything in the present. You know, the problem is this, that we just don't love ourselves as much as Christ loves us. And we need to love ourselves as much as Christ loves us. Now, I'm not talking about some self-infatuated, some kind of egocentric, some kind of weird, crazy love like that. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But I am talking about that Christ will forgive us of our sins if we ask for forgiveness. Why don't we forgive ourselves? Who are we to deny the power of Christ to forgive us? But sometimes that's what we do. We hold on to those sins and they drag us down and they take us down so that we can't accomplish anything anymore. But no, that's not what God wants. That's not what Christ wants. Paul says, in fact, "Forgetting those things that are behind, I press forward to the things that are before." And so in the year 2014, I leave behind my sins. And let's all resolve to leave our sins in the past. But then secondly, in the year 2014, I leave behind my past. My past. Sometimes the past has a way of affecting us and getting us down. Others can hurt us in ways that are deep and lasting. And those things can cling on to us and hang on to us so that they roil around within our minds. And we never tend to let them go. And that is a mistake as well. You see, being identified by our past and getting lost in replaying those events over and over again. That is not how we want to live our lives. And certainly when we have those thoughts, we think, why am I thinking about this? Why am I going through these thoughts and going through these ideas? And why are these things going through my head? I don't want to. Well, then don't think about them. Think about something else. Press forward. Think about the love of God and Christ for you. Think about the forgiveness that you have. Think about the fact that Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things that are before. Think about pressing forward toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We simply cannot afford to let our past identify us. It is self-destructive to let our past identify us, because it takes us to the past, it takes us out of the present. It buries us in negative thinking and in false speculation. Think of all the ideas that go through your head when you think about failures of the past and how many things that you speculate about. Well, if I had just done this, or if I had just done that. None of that is profitable. None of that kind of thinking is good for us. No, we need to leave the past in the past. The past removes us from the present, and it causes irresponsibility. Because of our getting sucked into the past, we tend to neglect our responsibilities in the present. Let's always remember that Jesus is our identity. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. The faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave His life for me. That's where our identity is. That's where I want my thoughts to be, of faith in Christ Jesus. And I know you want your thoughts to be there as well. So in the year 2014, let's leave behind the past. In the year 2014, let's leave behind our resentments. Resentments are aimed at other people and usually involve anger and displeasure. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31, Ephesians 4 and verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Resentments. When we resent someone, we destroy that personal relationship. We let that resentment build and build and build until there is no relationship with that person anymore. Resentments do not build up personal relationships, but destroy them. But the Bible says you are to love your neighbor as yourself. You see, that is building up relationships. That is building up one another. That is building up the relationship with my brother and my sister in Christ. And that's what I am supposed to do as a Christian. We must take care of our relationships with others, and we must take care of them not by ignoring problems that exist between one and another, but talking about those problems, airing them out. That's what Jesus said to do in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15. He said, if your brother sin against you, go to him and tell him his fault. And if he hears you, then you have gained your brother. If he doesn't hear you, take two or three with you. Talk about it some more. And if he hears you, then you've gained your brother. If he still doesn't hear you, then you have other options to pursue. But Jesus' teaching along those lines, what He is teaching us to do is to work with one another, to go talk to one another, to work things out between one another, not to let that relationship stale and stagnate and then dissolve and then break apart entirely so that there is no relationship at all. That is not loving your brother as you are to love yourself. Would you treat yourself like that? Would you let yourself stale and stagnate and become such that you're no good to anyone for anything? Well, I certainly hope you wouldn't do that to yourself. So why would you do that to your brother if you're supposed to love your brother as yourself? Certainly, we ought to love our brothers as we love ourselves. And so let's take care of those relationships by opening up and talking to one another. We're Christians. We should trust one another. We should love one another. And we should be able to have fellowship with one another, even in these deep personal things. Consider also Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. There is a temptation involved in going to one's brother or in not going to one's brother. And it can lead us astray. And we want to take care of our own spiritual selves in that regard. So let's resolve to leave our resentments in the past. Leave those resentments in 2014. And in 2015, what am I going to do? I'm going to take care of my relationships with my brethren. And I'm going to talk to them. And on both ends, you know, if I'm on one end or the other, I'm going to try to meet my brother in the middle. And we're going to talk about those things that divide us. Let's resolve to do that in 2015. Let's also leave our regrets in the past. When we feel regret, we experience loss and disappointment. Usually the statement that accompanies regret is this: I wish it would have been otherwise. I wish things could have been different, but I regret that things are not. And that's usually a thought that accompanies regret. That's usually what we do when we have regrets within our life. We do make mistakes. And we do make mistakes in judgment, and we sin. And those mistakes in judgment and those sins, they can hurt other people within our lives. You see, other people hurt us, and then the truth of the matter is, we hurt other people as well. And we need to deal with those situations. We need to take care of our regrets. Taking care of our relationships. We do that by going and talking to other folks, like we talked about in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15 a moment ago. And in order to get over our regrets, we must certainly forgive ourselves as Christ has forgiven us by letting go of our regrets and understand that they have been cast far away from us. Look at Psalm 103 and verses 8 through 14 for a moment. I find this scripture to be so helpful when dealing with these kinds of things. Psalm 103 and verses 8 through 14. This is a tremendous psalm and a tremendous scripture in reference to personal sins against others that we hold on to and think badly about ourselves because of, and our regrets that we have within our life. And look at what this psalm says. Let's read verses 8 through 14. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. So yes, the Lord knows exactly who we are. He knows exactly how much mercy and grace we need within our lives. And he knows to cast those sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. Now how far is that? That's an infinite distance, isn't it? Because the east never meets the west. Think about that for a moment. And so when we think about our regrets, let's not dwell on them. Let's not focus on them. But let's deal with them. Let's not leave them undealt with, but let's move forward. Let's not let those regrets control our life. Let's not let those things build up so that they cause problems in our relationships with others. So let's leave behind our regrets in the year 2015. And then finally, let's leave behind our grudges. Our grudges. Grudges are deeper than resentments. We are usually willing to act on our grudges. When we hold a grudge against someone, then usually what we're doing is we're treating them badly because of that circumstance, because of that situation. And Christians simply cannot afford to hold grudges against anyone because it identifies, and what ends up happening if we allow the regret to develop into a resentment and the resentment to develop into a grudge, If we allow that progression to take place, if we allow that grudge to happen, then what happens is we end up identifying with that person instead of identifying with Christ within our life. And all we can think about is that person and what they have done and how they have affected me and how I'm going to get back at them and the things that I'm going to do against them. And that is all junk that Christ wants us to cast out of our lives. You see, and that's what a grudge is. It ends up destroying us. It ends up taking over our identity so that we become something other than what God made us to be in Christ. Christians cannot afford to do that. We need to practice forgiveness in order to get these grudges out of our life, in order to move them behind us so that they don't affect us any longer. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 15 says, "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And Jesus certainly did not want any grudges to be held within His life when He prayed in Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." An amazing statement from Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who did not hold any grudges within His life. And so as a Christian, in the year 2015, I'm going to leave some things behind. Things in the past. Things behind me. What are those things? My sins. I'm going to leave them in the past, knowing that God has forgiven me of those things as I deal with them and as I take care of those things within my life. But I'm not going to be identified by them. I'm going to leave my past in the past. I'm not going to let that take control of me. I'm going to leave my resentments in the past. I'm going to leave my regrets in the past and my grudges in the past. All of these things are things that I'm going to leave behind as we go forward in the year 2015 to work for God and Christ within our lives. Remember the statement of the Apostle Paul once again in Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. What is it that he said? "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Do you need to leave some things behind this morning? Perhaps there's some sins that you need to get off your chest today, and you would like to confess them before the church, and you would like to ask the church for prayers, for forgiveness of those things. Perhaps there's you need help dealing with the past, or you need help dealing with your resentments or your regrets or even your grudges, and you want to leave those behind. You recognize the spiritual pain and agony that they've caused for so many years, and you're ready to get that behind you. Help is available. You can come talk to me. You can come talk to one of the shepherds here, one of the elders here. Certainly anyone in the congregation who's a good friend of yours, if you need to talk about those things, do that. If you would like to take advantage of this opportunity this morning to come forward and to ask for prayers, you certainly may do that today as well. Christians certainly have the opportunity to call upon the mercy and grace of God at any time for their personal healing and forgiveness. And God wants you to be healed. He wants you to be forgiven. The only thing standing in your way is you. But if you are not a Christian this morning, then you need God's forgiveness. These things that we've been talking about probably absorb most of your life, and your thinking is preoccupied with them on a regular basis. And why would you do that to yourself when you can have something better than that? When you can have forgiveness from God, when you can have release from these regrets and these resentments and these grudges and all these things that plague you, you can leave them all behind by identifying with Christ this morning in baptism, having heard His word and believed it, repented of those sins, and confessed Him as your Lord. Identify with Christ today. Whatever your need may be, we stand ready to help you. You can come right now while we stand and while we sing.